Theophilic Leo is in Cedar Hill, Texas on Guadalupe Radio. Hello there, Theophilic.
Hola, Señor Patrick. How are you, Jimmy?
Hey.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. I've been witnessing to some Jehovah Witnesses.
Okay.
And a question came up that I didn't know how to answer.
Okay.
It was regarding the translation of the Tetragrammaton.
Okay.
To Lord, all capital letters in English.
Right.
And I was wondering why this is. I know as far as that it started with the use of Adonai from the Jewish times.
Mm-hmm.
And Pope Benedict, kind of like gave a directive to not use the Tetragrammaton during worship or stuff. And right. I was just wondering why this is. I know that it's because of the not using the Lord names in vain, but I don't know if you could explain a little bit more regarding that.
Sure. So originally, the Hebrew people used the divine name all the time. They used it in ordinary speech. And exactly how they pronounced it is a matter of conjecture, but scholars think in general that they pronounced it something like Yahweh. And in the Hebrew writing system at the time, there were only consonants. They did not yet have vowels. And so when they wrote it down, they would write YHWH. And that's where the term tetragrammaton comes from. Tetragrammaton means the four letters, and the four letters in this case are YHWH. One of the Ten Commandments, obviously, is not to take the Lord's name in vain. And over the course of time, and that already displays an awareness of the sacredness of God's name, but over the course of time, it became customary to avoid saying the divine name altogether. That wasn't the original practice among the Hebrew people. they would say the divine name. They would even incorporate it into the names of their children. So you have people with names like Eliyahu, Yahu being a shortened form of Yahweh. But eventually they decided to stop saying it as a way of further protecting the divine name. Even though that's not what the Ten Commandments require, it became the custom. Consequently, they needed something to say in place of the divine name whenever they came to that in scripture readings. So you'd have someone reading out loud, and he gets up to a place where the Tetragrammaton occurs, but he's not supposed to say Yahweh because they're not saying it that way anymore. What's he supposed to do? What they ended up choosing to do was use a different word, which you mentioned, Adonai, which means my Lord. And so they would use that as a substitute whenever they came to the actual divine name in the scripture readings. Ultimately, this ended up having an influence on Christian practice. And so most Bibles today in English, not all of them, but most of them in English, don't have the divine name in the text of the Old Testament where it appears. Instead, they'll substitute the word Lord, which is a close English analog of Adonai, based on the custom that was in place in the Jewish community previously. So it's just a continuation of the same practice. You will find some Bibles that do have the divine name in English. An example of that would be the Jerusalem Bible, or the New Jerusalem Bible. One of the two, or maybe both, I know, has Yahweh instead of the Lord. Personally, I kind of like that. I don't think that as Christians that we need to be necessarily overly restrictive about the use of the divine name. However, because it's not part of Christian liturgical culture, not part of Christian liturgical tradition to use the divine name in the liturgy, you're correct. Pope Benedict, or during the time of Pope Benedict, the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments did issue a directive that the divine name is not to be used in Catholic worship in, for example, hymns, because there had been some people who were writing hymns that were using the word Yahweh, and that wasn't in keeping with our liturgical tradition. Some also might conjecture that it could be offensive to Jewish people, but the reason they cited was that it's not consistent with our historic liturgical practice, and so we weren't going to vary from that practice at this point. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps. Okay. And I kind of explained a little bit of that, not in that much detail, mm-hmm. but then they asked me whether using, you know, the Tetragrammaton during worship, like, you know, like doing like scripture reading or something, would that be using the Lord's name in vain?
No, it wouldn't.
I didn't know what to do.
No, it wouldn't be using the Lord's name in vain. It would just be using the Lord's name.
You said the Eliyahu?
Yeah, Elijah.
Ah, okay. Is anyone troubled that the competitor online search engine to Google, it might be a blasphemous name?
None of the ancient Hebrews were troubled by that.
They probably didn't even anticipate the internet.
No.
At all. Theophilic Leo, thank you very much for a cool name and for a great question.